Good morning, Sarah McMullen.
Hello.
Looking resplendent, bright and floral today.
Yes.
Which is the complete reverse of the weather outside, but I'm going to stop banging on about that. Now, you've got a lot of lists because we're into the best ofs, so you go for it, my dear.
Okay. First of all, I thought I'd do, we do the best of every year, but I thought I'd look at a few best of shows from every platform so people can catch up if they haven't seen everything. So we'll go best of Netflix. I'm going to run through them. A lot of these we've already reviewed, so that's another reason I've done it this way. The Queen's Gambit. Have you just jump in when you've seen these, Catherine? Queen's Gambit, absolutely brilliant. It's reasonably new. It's on there now. These are all available to catch up with. Cheer, which was the documentary sort of reality series about an American competitive university cheer squad, which totally blows your mind when you see how competitive it is and what they put these kids through. But the coach of this team is just, I would say, viciously competitive. There was another show called Dear Me, which was, it's fictitious. It's based on a book also about cheerleading. Really, really good. I loved that to pieces. Dead to Me, we're up to season three of that. Unorthodox was about a Hasidic Jewish woman who left and wanted to forge her own way in the world. Really eye-opening for a lot of people who didn't know anything about the faith. Tiger King.
Oh, is that crazy? Yeah, I remember that
one. Yeah, it birthed so many memes. And again, it was just so crazy. And it's still going.
Yeah.
It's just, you need to catch up. There's more episodes have been released on that. Sex Education was a British series about some kids at high school learning about sex. Gillian Anderson is in there as a mum who is also a sex educator. She's absolutely hilarious. The final season of Schitt's Creek. You'll either really love this season or the show or you won't, but this season made me cry. It's really beautiful, it's really romantic, and it's got some really wonderful messaging, particularly around non-binary relationships, which was great. Ozark.
Yes.
Nail-biting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. And I loved The Babysitter's Club. I loved the books when I was little. I really identified with Claudia. And this version, the TV series, just nails it. It's fantastic. I was so excited when this came out, but I was also a bit nervous in case it wasn't, you know, up to scratch. And it's brilliant. They've updated it, and it was just absolutely fantastic. I just grinned. It was really, really good.
So that's your top 10, I think it is.
Yeah, that's for Netflix.
Neon. Okay.
I know this much to be true based on the Wally Lamb book. Mark Ruffalo, just the most amazing actor of our generation, I think. He plays the twin brothers in this, one of which has mental health problems, and it's his brother dealing with that. It's pretty full-on, heavy watch, but it's an incredible series. In the Dark was a series about a blind woman who gets involved with some drug trafficking. Had a little bit of flack because the lead actress wasn't blind, which, you know, isn't great, but I think the calibre of acting really sort of lifted it. I'll Be Gone in the Dark was...
That's the serial killer one.
Yeah, Patton Osborne's wife she'd started doing this. She had a blog about serial killers, and she ended up uncovering links to a serial killer that got picked up, and they ended up eventually catching him, but she died. And at the same time as you've got her uncovering all these links, you've also got the story of their relationship, which is really romantic and beautiful, and then you find that she's like got these secrets, and it's just devastating.
It's another case of, as so many of these been, fact being weirder than fiction, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many serial killer things out there, and so many of these serial killer hunter things are always obsessed with the gore and the grime, and it's all yuck. She wasn't about that. The thing that drew Michelle to it, was about the people. She was always interested in what it meant to the people behind.
They actually were a key feature of this from memory, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah,
they were interviewed, they had their own...
And she interviewed a lot of the survivors and ended up getting... Because, I mean, the guy was responsible for something like 42 rapes.
He's just been convicted.
Yeah, 42 rapes and I think 12 murders. Yeah. But most of the surviving rape victims, they actually ended up getting together and they're on the show. And you see them and they talk about it. And some of these women had never spoken about it to anybody.
It was remarkable.
I mean, it's very, very touching. But
let's carry on.
Yeah,
yep.
I May Destroy You. Again, it was quite hard, quite a confronting watch. But this was... This is like television I'd never seen before. Definitely worth watching. Shrill, again, 80 Grant is hilariously funny. I was glad to see this made. It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek but very true representation of what it means to be fat in the modern world. Lovecraft Country. This combines horror and systemic racism in the 50s. It is fairly graphic. It's an R18 for a very good reason. But I enjoyed it, if you can say that. It's not something you can binge watch, though. It's pretty full on. The Great, just hilariously funny. The Outsider was a Stephen King adaptation. Cynthia Erivo playing an autistic detective. Again, it is quite disturbing in places, but just so enthralling as a series. I really liked the Westworld season 3. I might be the only one, but I really enjoyed it. And there's a series called Pen 15, which you have to see written down to get the joke of the title. But it's about a bunch of women who are around our age, and it's two grown-up actresses who are playing themselves at 13 or 14. The rest of the cast is kids at 13 or 14. One of their mums in real life is playing her mum on the show, and it's just about how awkward it is when you're that age.
Who wants to go back, even as an actor?
It's so cringy. It's really, really funny.
All right.
And then Industry is a new show that's coming in December. I've seen it, but I can't say anything about it because it's under embargo. But I will say, if you think of Succession crossed with Suits when it was really good.
I think this is already on Netflix, actually. I'm watching it on Netflix.
The trailer... No, you won't be because it hasn't been released yet.
It's coming to Neon, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's coming to Neon.
Okay. Now, on Amazon Prime...
The Expanse, that's a sci-fi series. I enjoyed that. The Good Fight, they finally got, which is brilliant. If you liked The Good Wife, this is the spin-off from that with Christine Baranski, who's fantastic. The Boys season 2, I liked. It's got some interesting politics. It's very bloody, very sweary. Definitely an R18 show, but it was enjoyable. Utopia, if you're a conspiracy theorist, the show is for you. If you like graphic novels, it's another kind of show for you. So too, Homecoming, a very sort of short series. And The Walking Dead, World Beyond. Like, The Walking Dead as a franchise is kind of played out. This is their youth franchise. And it's a totally fresh way of looking at it because it's 10 years after the initial series. And it's really interesting. It's more about the youth and their view of humanity that kind of echoes how, I guess, the youth of today is looking at the world and the environmental crisis. And there is a new show coming called The Wilds that was actually filmed here in New Zealand. Again, I can't tell you too much about it because it's under embargo. I stayed up all night to watch this. It's got some New Zealand actors in it. You'll recognise some of the places. But I really liked it, and I think it'll really appeal to bolshy New Zealand women.
Watch out
way.
For that in December. Right, now we need to race through the free-to-airs, TVNZ and 3.
One Lane Bridge is fantastic. I loved it. Mystic, it's a young adult series about horses. Normal People, everyone was talking about the Sally Rooney novel. Wellington Paranormal on TVNZ. 3, I watched Grand Designs, and I occasionally watched, I think it was called, like, Big Angry Fish or something. Other than that, I didn't really watch anything on TV3 because they were awful.
All right. Now, anything that disappointed you and to avoid?
Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. I was really looking forward to it, and it was just really, really bad. And Supernatural, the final season, those last two episodes, they were worse than when Dexter decided to be a lumberjack. It was the worst television I've ever seen, and I've stuck with that series all the way through. It just made me so, so angry. It's so disrespectful, I think, to fans when they do that with a TV series.
And any others? You didn't like Mrs. America. I enjoyed Mrs. America.
I thought it was just a little bit too award-baity and a little bit too wordy. I mean, I enjoyed aspects of it, but I think it was a little bit too highbrow in places.
And Supernatural?
Yeah, I mean, it was just so disappointing. Funnily enough, Jared Padalecki, who was Dean in that, is going to crop up in The Boys Season 3, which is actually directed and created by the same guy that created Supernatural. So I guess he gets from one show to the next.
Wonderful. Well done. You did it. Thank you so much, Sarah McMullen, with all her best ofs for the year. Thank you again.